Hi, I'm Sean Maynard with your Adelaide News Briefing. Well, as of yesterday, South Australians may be eligible for paid pandemic leave. The state government's confirmed a new scheme will offer sums of up to $1,500 for eligible workers required to quarantine. Health Minister Stephen Wade says there are two types of payments available.
Isolation payments of up to $1,500 for eligible workers who are required to quarantine for up to 14 days following a positive COVID-19 test. There'll also be a testing payment of $300 for eligible workers in a cluster.
Now, recipients must be 17 years old and over. The scheme is based on similar arrangements interstate. Meantime, the disruption for border communities could come to an end today, with the state's transition committee discussing reinstating travel buffer zones as infection rates fall. Indonesia's made the tough call to leave Bali closed to foreign tourists until next year. Australians are currently barred from leaving the country anyway, without special permission from Canberra. Over in the States, the Republican Party's officially nominated Donald Trump for a second term in the White House, the president using a speech to accuse the Democrats of stealing millions of votes, saying his campaign is seeking lawsuits to stop mail-in voting.
And hopefully we have judges that are going to give it a fair call, because if they give it a fair call, we're going to win this election. The only way they can take this election away from us is if this is a rigged election. Right. We're going to win this election. Right. We're going to win this election.
It's used the slogan for over 60 years, but no more finger-licking good at KFC, the fast food giant admitting the iconic phrase doesn't quite fit in the current environment. Well, Kyle Hartigan's put his hand up for a new deal at West Lakes, and the timing couldn't be better after playing one of his best games for the club against Geelong. The 28-year-old Crows defender says he's still got plenty to offer.
Personally, I still think I've got a couple of good years left in me. All I can do is go out there and play my best footy and then put my best foot forward, and then, hopefully something comes from that.
Adelaide have the bye this weekend, but a confident Daniel Taulia will be back for next Tuesday's clash with Hawthorn. They'll test Brad Crouch and Tom Lynch. The Crows also hopeful. Shane McAdam only suffered a corky. Port Adelaide see the Swans on Saturday, and they're keen for Sam Palpepper to play, and they will fight his one-match ban for a tackle at the Tribunal tonight.